So here on the East Coast, the eastern shore of Maryland, most of Maryland, really, we just got hit with a great snowstorm. It was like, it was one of those like perfect ones where it wasn't like way too much, and it wasn't just like that gross sleet that we sometimes get. It was like the perfect snow. It was very good. It was nice. It was nice and easy to go sledding and make snowballs and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of people who hate snow, and I think they just haven't been loved enough by the winter wonderland.
You talk like somebody who works in a heated office, Jay.
John, I'll have you know, I worked from home when the snow hit.
Oh, sorry. Your suffering is known.
No, it was great. So we, on where we live, there is one hill ever in our area, and so every kid goes to this hill, and they have since since when I lived here as a kid.
Wait. Are you talking about Kmart Hill?
I'm talking about Kmart Hill, yeah.
Ever since the rednecks came over on the Mayflower, yeah, that's right. The hill.
It's been there, yeah. So I need to explain. So this hill is the only hill in our area, and it literally exists because of the overpass that the hill is attached to. Okay.
Yep.
And it's great. So I was trying to explain to Medley as we're going up, and I'm like, sweetheart, this is like, you know, like this is like the hill. And I'm like, there's going to be a bunch of kids there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I was like, you're going to have a good time. And we go there, and there's, sure enough, there's like 100 kids. It's just covered in children. It was great. In fact, some of the kids got creative, and they actually did the thing where you like pile the snow to make a ramp.
That's the stuff that I used to do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you never think about landing when you do that. Well, do you?
So Medley actually did it. She did it three times. The first two times she loved it and it was super fun. The third time she hit a little too hard on the come down. And I was like, yeah, that's how it happens. You have the time of your life, and all of a sudden there's a pain you never knew existed. you get it all at once. I loved snow as a kid. I have a story from my childhood. You guys can talk about yours in a second. But in the most Eastern Shore redneck way possible, my dad and my uncle would take their old Ford F-150s to turn on the four-wheel drive, and we would go out to a field, on the outside of town, and we would attach our sleds to the back of the truck with like a 50-foot like rope. And they would drive around this field. And the point of it, by the way, was to knock you off. So they would, like, fishtail the hell out of the truck as they're going around. Because the whole intention was to just make whoever was on that just to go spinning. Go spinning out of the sled. That's core memory for me, the snow.
Yeah, I remember as a kid, I had a friend whose dad had a truck. And we would tie, like, a... inflatable tube, like for the beach.
And he
would like drive us around the neighborhood before everything was plowed.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, we did the same thing at my grandfather's place. But the funny thing about PA is there's hills everywhere. And we would do this thing where we'd go to the top of the giant hill that the farm's on and do this giant sled down. And I was at front one time. And my leg got caught underneath the front of the sled, threw my ass right over sideways. They thought I'd ripped my knee up, like really
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I would have thought
and
it
And it felt like, it genuinely felt like I ripped all the tendons of my knee off.
All of us sitting here in our 30s listening to that be like, ooh.
You're like, oh God.
Everybody screamed. Everybody's face cringed.
Yeah, but that happened. The sled rolled over me. I was fine in like 2 days. I was young. I was bouncy.
Yeah. I was about to say, you're young. You don't feel pain just immediately. It comes later.
Yep. I got hit by a car on my bike when I was a kid, and I just like walked home.
You didn't call Science Kirk and Miles?
No.
You have a phone. You have a lawyer.
The guy wanted me to get in his car so he could drive me home, and I was like, no.
Stranger danger.
He was like, I just want to make sure you get home safe. I was like, whatever. So I walked home, and I let him follow me. But yeah. My leg was all fucked up, but I was fine.
Nothing happened. My leg was sore, and I have short-term memory loss.
Fortunately, that was one of the times I was actually wearing a helmet, and I didn't hit my head on anything.
But there you go. That helmet saved your life, probably. So.
Wow.
I don't think my head hit anything. I think I fell and like landed in the side of the road, and it was all legs and down. That was all mangled.
Yeah.
I caught myself. I think my hands were hurt. My head didn't hit anything. But I think it did. Yeah.
So you took it like a moose then.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, right.
Legs down, mangled. Everything else, fine.
I swear it's like the same exact story as everyone else, but our next door neighbor, since, you know, Eastern Shore, no hills, they took us on their four-wheeler, but we had, they had a junk car, so they undid the hood of the car and strapped cables to it, and so we hung on to it, and they were, like, pulling us down the road of White Mar- you know, where I was.
Yeah.
And so they were just going at full speed on a four-wheeler down this icy road while we're, like, holding on to this car hood is going down. And they had to constantly go, oh, yeah, that's right. We can't just brake because momentum is a thing.
Yep.
And, yep. And so they would always, like, try to, like, do a last-minute turn to throw us off slightly.
Yep.
But, like, also on the road while, like, cars are still trying to get past us.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing that we're all still alive.
Oh, our old neighbors were absolute rednecks. They were great, though. They were like, hey, like, you know, I was like, oh, I don't got, like, shoes, like, proper snow boots. And they're like, here, put these. And it's just, like, garbage bags that put over my legs.
Yep.
And they're like, all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Get on the damn hood.
It was fun. I mean, it was definitely really fun, especially because, you know, again, Eastern Shore doesn't really have hills at all.
Yeah, not really. But my dad has plenty of stories of where if you didn't have like a sled, then yeah, you would use what you had. So sometimes it was a trash can lid. Sometimes it was like the car hood. The car hood is interesting because you could fit a few kids on there.
Yeah. My dad told me stories about using a shovel, actually.
Angle it? So you
angle it so the rod, like the handle is between your legs and stuff like that, but you pull up, and then that way when you're going down the hill, you can kind of change the momentum of it.
Oh, interesting.
But if the hill's steep enough, you will ride on the blade of the shovel. Like, back, this was also a time where, you know, bread was like 10 cents. So,
yeah.
Right.
There was not much going on. Besides the war,
you get innovative. Like when you see somebody doing something, you're like, "How could I do that?" I'll sit on a shovel.
I did it at one point too to test it. I mean, it does work. It just it's kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah. But we had tried to use so you know the like little like tugboat toy that you put like the sand into, and it's just like a little sandboat thing. We tried to use that because like the lid of it is actually like really big, and there's even like a rope, you know, rope spot, so you could like drag it. The issue was the snow wasn't quite packed enough, and so there was too much drag on it. But I was just like, man, if it was like more packed in, and you know, there was like that like layer of ice on top of it, I was like, that'd be a really good one. Just get like four people in, go hurtling down the slope.
When I was really young, oh my God, this was like, I must have been like under 8 years old. But I have a core memory of the Severn River froze over completely, and it actually got cold enough back in Maryland back those days. This was in the 90s. And my friend's dad drove us across the river in his truck.
Oh, wow.
Like,
oh,
my God. We drove clear across the Severn River. It was that...
I would be so nervous.
It was that frozen over. I mean, I was like 7 years old, so I probably thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
They're like, whoa, look at that.
Like, holy shit, I'm on the river. Yeah, me now, I'm like, oh my God. I drove across a river in a car in Maryland. Not Alaska, Maryland.
Maryland. I remember there was a woman I worked with that she said that the bay had frozen over, like not the entire thing, of course, but like it froze
70s.
Out. Yeah. She was older.
I have a picture of it somewhere.
But yeah, it pretty much froze over. And she said that she took her ice skates out and just started like going out there.
I used to walk down the bay. I would go down to the Bay City Park and I would hop down off the bulkhead and just walk out into the ice.
But yeah, but she said I she was like a teenager or whatever at the time. But so she said she was like skating out there, and then it occurred to her where she was, and she was just like, "I am in serious danger." Like, so she very slowly skated back to the shore.
Oh my God!
It's just like, you know, you get the winter spirit in you, and you're just like, I gotta get out there. I gotta go have some fun doing it.
You know, I never skated on the bay, but what I did do was there was a little, like a ditch, like a drainage ditch in front of my old house that was like maybe, you know, 5-6 inches deep. Boy, when that thing froze over, I slipped on my shoes and scooted across and pretended to be an ice skater.
Then slipped past the back of your head on the ice, and then you're just not really the same for ice.
Yeah. I definitely did that multiple times where I hit my head on the ice.
Yeah.
I hurt like a bitch. I probably had a concussion at one point. It's never did anything about it.
We have all those like reservoir ponds and stuff like that, and they freeze over perfectly. Because the ground freezes, and then that freezes, and it's just pure ice. So it's a great spot to do it. Well, we skated across a little rule last time that I want to talk about.
Is it dispel magic?
No. Okay. In fact, it's not. It's not.
I'm always dodgy on whether dispel magic can dispel stuff like this or not. It's always so weird.
No, dispel magic absolutely would have worked because it's an ongoing effect, and that would have been it. So I want to get into something here. So here's something that I've read that I was trying to figure out, and I'll go through the line of thinking that I went through. So I was thinking about the Lenorm that you summoned, and I was like, oh, what could Jugaki do to get rid of it? I was like, because it has the regeneration. I was like, you don't see a cold iron thing on his body, you know what I mean? Not that Jugaki would know that unless he did a knowledge check, but I know that Lenorms have cold iron weaknesses. So I was like, what could he do? And I was like, maybe he could do this, maybe he could do that. And then I started looking up summoned creatures, and there's something in the summoned category that says, the last line says, they are automatically banished if reduced to 0 hit points or if the spell that called them ends. So now, here's the question, though. The blue guys that you guys fought, the evangelists, they also were summoned. Now, here's the reason why I think there's a difference. They were summoned using, like, summon planar ally, or whatever the remaster version is.
A ritual.
It's a ritual.
Oh.
And so I'm thinking that there's a category difference between it, because it doesn't specify in ritual or in summon monster or whatever form it takes if they are which rule that they like behold themselves to. So
did,
I'm just like,
did they have the summoned trait?
Right. Summon just says a creature called by a spell or effect gains the summoned trait. Period. So I'm like, okay. So did we mess up when we fought the evangelists? And I'm like, but they're summoned via planar allies. So the whole idea behind like the binding circle is that you bind it to your plane until they are defeated or dismissed or whatever. So I'm like, so I think the rule going forward is just so we didn't mess up like too much, is that like if you summon planar ally, it's supposed to bring it to your plane, and then it's supposed to be there until it is rightfully defeated, even with like regeneration and all that kind of stuff, or it's dismissed. Because to me, that makes sense. If you're bringing something into your plane of existence, then you're bringing it there to stay. And it follows all the regular rules of your dimension or your plane of existence. And so, like, I was trying to think about that. And it's one of those, like, weird gray areas that it just, like, doesn't say. Because I'm like, obviously summoning this thing is, like, super strong. And I'm just like, yeah, but it has regeneration. But then automatically banished if reduces 0 hit points, but does regeneration stop it from hitting 0? Not technically. It still hits 0. It's just at 0 until it regenerates.
Yeah, and when it's knocked to 0, it still goes unconscious. The regeneration happens on its turn.
Right, and so it's at 0 until it comes back to its turn and then it regenerates.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay. So to me, it makes sense if you summon something with planar ally, which you guys have, because you guys do have the ritual summon planar ally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, if they use that, I wouldn't see why that thing wouldn't stay there until it's rightfully defeated by whatever means, or they dismiss it, whichever comes first. But to me, I think that this whole rule with it being summoned, I think makes sense that it's automatically banished if reduces 0 hit points.
Okay.
I mean,
my night is ruined.
I'm sorry.
Night is ruined, but I mean, like, the only
the one thing I will say is that I specifically would have chosen a stronger dragon of the same level had I not been able to take advantage of this ability.
Your choice of dragon comes into question then, Kelly.
Well, I mean, I assumed it would have regeneration, and I was like, that's fantastic for this fight.
So you're using the three-action, fifth-level spell summon dragon?
I have it heightened to sixth.
So where is Lenorm on that list?
Oh, shit.
it has a dragon trait.
Yeah, and there's a list of dragons you can use to summon. You summon a creature that has a dragon trait and whose level is five or lower to fight for you. Obviously, it's heightened. The dragon
should be six or lower. So I guess as long as the dragon is six level or lower, right?
You said it was a young Lenorm, right?
Yeah, but
now at sixth level, it gets you can summon seventh level creatures.
Yeah, but then then if you go to seventh level, it goes Frostdrake, Young Black Dragon, Young Brass Dragon, and Young Omen Dragon, which is one I don't know of. But yeah, Lenorm's not in here. So now I'm wondering if they kept that one out for a reason. Because Lenorm's strong as shit. I don't know. So it's... In both instances, it's gone.
I didn't see a list. You mean the list on Archives of Nethys?
Yeah. If you go to Archive of Nethys, it brings up like a list.
Yeah. There should be like a small list there. I didn't even look at it. The only caveat I would say, like, just in, you know, case of the Lenorm being summoned in just general, I would say, yeah, at zero, if it was hit by Cold Iron.
Yeah. That's usually the case. If you,
I would say it goes away.
Yeah.
I'm only fighting for that point is just because it just seems like, okay, yeah, I mean, like, it will just, I mean, what, it gets knocked unconscious and becomes, like, wounded or whatever. And then regenerates.
There's nothing on that. There's nothing in the spell description that says you have to. There's no list. Like in the. I don't know why they chose these specific dragons.
Yeah, those specific ones.
It might be. I honestly don't know because there's not a list in the book.
Make it easy, I guess.
You summon from the bestiary something with the dragon trait. That's the spell. You summon a creature that has a dragon trait. If it has a magical tradition, arcane, divine, occult, primal, you have to have that tradition of spellcaster.
You can only summon it if you're using a tradition. Yeah,
yeah, but this one doesn't have one of those traits, so I can just summon it. You can only summon it if you're using. Okay. So that's the only limiter is if the dragon has one of those traits, you need to match it. But a Lenorm is just, it's just a dragon. It's large.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, that's why I was like trying to find it, and I was like, I know Lenorms are dragons. Like that's their whole thing. That they're like ancient dragons.
Yeah, summon a creature with a dragon trait.
Yeah, I know. So that's why I'm wondering if the list that I have is that the list you can choose from, or are those just examples?
That might just be an oversight on Archives of Nethys of the ones that they have linked.
Yeah,
because if you look in the spell in the book, I don't think it has a list of dragons to choose from.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll have to a little bit more research. Regardless, the Lenorm is gone according to the summon trait. Now, if you want to do summon planar ally to bring something in, obviously you guys can have that as long as you want. Summon planar ally or binding circle is like really specific on like what it is. The fact that like binding circle says you have to like make a deal with that thing, because like the binding circle. You have to make a deal with it, and it has to like agree with it. So obviously, the guy that was summoning the evangelist, he was just like, "Hey, you want to come here and then like hurt slaves?" And they were like, "Yeah." Really easy selling those guys, but obviously, some demons would just be like, "Get the hell out of my face!"
Yeah. But yeah, I think I'm fine with your ruling on the regeneration because the spell does say when its hit points hit zero.
Yeah,
I think you could call it either way, but I'm fine. I'm fine. It doesn't matter.
So,
but you said that's going forward, right?
Yeah. So okay. because the idea in my mind is that like a ritual, you bring something to stay there because like it requires extra casters. Like there's a whole thing to it. But like if you just summon something quick, then I would think that like that it would disappear when it's brought to zero, as the summon trace says. So the deal going forward. I am excited to see you guys use Planar Ally, though, now that you guys...
Well, no, we can't.
You can't? Why not?
No, because you have to have at least two people that share the same religion.
Ah.
Yep.
So somebody's got to convert.
Yep.
The list in Archives of Nethys is just what they linked to. I confirmed it in the Core Rulebook. Core Rulebook says you choose from the bestiary.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, because the Lenorm has all the other same dragon stuff, too.
So as long as it has the dragon trait, it's fair game.
Yeah. Cool. So, all that out of the way, I love talking rules. I want to do it on air, because I thought it was an interesting talking point, so.
I'm glad you two like that.
John's like, let me hit something.
Yeah, like, speaking of, Benson, it is your turn. A window, a 10-foot-wide window has been opened, and after Jigaki takes his turn, it is now Sir Benson Black's turn to do with what you will, sir.
Well, how are we feeling, guys? What do you think?
Let's see. Got no one within striking distance. There's a bear to the south, and then there's a bear to the northwest, and then there's just Jigaki over there.
Jigaki's just right over there.
Jigaki's flying, right?
He's flying, but the ceiling's not nearly high enough to matter. Okay.
I don't want to give one of these things an opening to get to the back line. That's
That's a good point.
I want to go up and kill Jigaki so bad. But we all do. You know, I'm going to hold. If one of these bears gets close enough, or he does, if an enemy gets close enough, I will attack.
Okay.
Good move.
So you are holding until that happens.
Good answer.
All right. Ghastly Bear. Mama Bear, that was her name. I was trying to remember what I named her. Mama Bear is... she going to go avenge Papa Bear because he just died?
Again.
Again. He's a pile of... he's a rotting corpse that is now on fire again. Of a bear.
That's how we died the first time.
Something's never changed.
She starts having flashbacks.
So Frightened 2 or Frightened 3?
Yeah, Frightened 2, Frightened 2.
Frightened 4 and fleeing.
She's going to avenge her husband, and she's going to take a step up. Let me make sure, because that is definitely difficult terrain.
Yeah.
So that it's going to be, she was right there. Five.
It's difficult terrain as it's like stomping through the remains of it.
Yeah. When she stomps through, you see that like the flesh of like the dead one that's like burning. Just doesn't care. So she's gonna walk up and try and let me make sure of her speed. Oh yeah, she's plenty of speed. Okay. So first attack is going to be a jaw against you, Benson.
All right.
That's going to be 31, which is a miss.
Yeah. Yep. It's a joke.
Second attack is going to just be a claw. Agile here. One less. So, not a good time for Mama Bear.
Good deal.
Brother Bear.
Well, it's Benson swinging.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yep. Good.
Yeah.
So, you want to take your turn after Mama Bear then?
Yeah.
Okay. I will move you in initiative, and you can now take your turn.
35. No. Yes, 35.
35. That hits Mama Bear.
All right.
There's a bear on top of a bear right now.
Bearception.
Just a pot of honey is spinning.
Only 12 points of damage. Not good.
Right. All right, that was a first attack.
Oh, I thought if you hold, you only do one attack.
No, if you hold your turn, you get your full turn.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then I'm going to keep swinging for the fence.
Well, you delayed. That's how you get your whole turn.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
So you delayed.
All right, second roll. Natural 20.
Oh, wow. Yes. We needed that. Oh, not nicely.
You always count on Benson.
Dear God, Benson, you're an animal. Oh, man. All right.
Triple God.
Come on, triple.
Okay, Kelly, before you read that card, think long and hard if that's the card you want to read.
If it says normal damage, throw it away.
Throw it away. Rip it out.
The first one I drew did not make sense for the situation.
Okay.
Wait, what was it? drop. I can make it make sense.
No, I'm not telling you.
He's like, I need to get creative, Jake. No.
All right, this one is useless, but it makes sense. Shattered jaw. Until healed, the target is wounded one and can't speak, eat, drink, or make attacks with his jaws. Oh, actually.
Oh, that came right.
Oh, that actually is okay.
That was perfect. Yeah.
Double damage.
Okay.
Double damage on top.
And it can't bite you.
And it can't bite.
Which I think the bite is the worst one, I think.
Yes.
Yes, because that one has two. Oh, no. Well, they both have two fortitude saves, but.
It's probably better damage.
Yeah, a little bit.
Typically. Plus six. So that is double damage is 30 points of slashing.
Woo!
All right.
Nice.
Just bends in. He doesn't. The bear charges him. He takes two close hits, doesn't get through the armor, and he goes up to swing, but he doesn't realize how close the bear is, and the pommel of his sword just smashes into the bear's chin.
And you see the jaw just hanging off.
Oh, just
from the upper. Yeah.
Is your sword adamantine?
Yes.
Do these creatures have silver weakness?
Nope. Nothing like that.
Just check.
In fact, they get damage reduction against adamantine.
Actually, they just die.
Just die right out.
Actually, I might be thinking of mithril. Oh, well.
You're thinking of mithril. Yeah. Dawn Silver. It's called Dawn Silver.
Yeah. Yeah. Adamantine's a hardness. That's right.
It's in its own class.
Yeah. Was that two attacks?
That was two. I get one more. All right, ready for the second natural 20, guys.
Let's hear it. Let's see it.
I believe it.
Because that's definitely what's about to happen. Nope, it was a 13. Let me get my sheet pulled up, because I'm very organized.
And you don't like waiting on us. You don't like waiting on us to talk about rules.
Kelly, you guys can... You feel as inconvenienced as you want. I don't give a fuck. Don't inconvenience me. I'm the main character here.
It kind of has been established that Benson is the main character.
Alright, so what was the total?
It was 23.
Okay, gotcha. Alright, then we on to Brother Bear again. Brother Bear.
Renowned Disney movie, Brother Bear.
Brother Bear 2.
That's a good zombies. That was a good movie. That was a good movie.
Don't cry about bears.
So, Grimshaw, you're the only one that it's been going after. Are you grabbed or did you get out last time?
I don't have the grab condition on,
okay.
So
right, you took it off them.
Yeah.
Okay. In which case, it is going to do a claw strike first. Claw strike of 29, so it's going to be a miss. Then it's going to do jaw strike, miss.
Nice.
And last one, miss again.
Oh, man.
Grimshaw, it's now your turn.
Yes, it is. Grimshaw, I think at this point, good old Mama Bear is one who's looking more disheveled. So I think I'm going to continue to lay into Mama Bear.
All right.
I'm going to be rolling the Gamer's Nexus D20 with the factor defect inductors on them.
So wait, how are we related to these fine people that make dice?
Gamer's Nexus? We're not related to them at all. Oh. Yeah, sorry. I mean, if Gamer's Nexus wants to spread your ass, just hit me up, bro.
Sure, we share some distant lineage.
A miss for the first strike.
All right.
Second action, because I'm paired on, I'm going to raise my shield.
Okay.
And then third action, I'm gonna try to swipe. Swipe again. Come on. Come on, Grimshaw.
Swipe
just
or no swiping?
Just do a nat 20 like Benson does, huh? it's not bad. I don't know if it'll hit, though. 33.
Oh, that is a hit, actually.
Okay. Yep. I'll take that.
All right. This is against Mama Bear?
Yes.
Okay.
21 points of damage.
Damn. Was that max?
Wow. It was almost max. A 7 and an 8 on the D8s.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, man.
Right after Grimshaw, it comes to Sister Bear. She is up there at the top. She still can't do anything because she can't wiggle in. So Sister Bear is going to do nothing on her turn. Kezra. What would you like to do on your turn?
Yeah, so Kezref just failed to dispel Grimshaw. What happened to Grimshaw again?
He was... Oh, wait. Wait, isn't someone blind?
Elk's blind.
Elk is blind currently.
Oh, man. I think I have to try again. So I could try a third again and hope I roll better. Or I burn a fifth.
Or you,
and you guys
it.
Were
yeah.
saying this might call for fifth. So I'll just call. Yeah. I'll just do a fifth.
All right.
So spell attack roll, fifth level. Motherfucker.
No. Are you telling me it's a crit fail?
No.
That's the only reason why it would not work, right? Because a fail, as long as the spell level
it was
is right.
A four. So.
Oh my god.
It'll be a. 23.
Okay, so
if that's not a critical fail, and it is fourth level or lower, I dispel it.
Okay, so it is so it not many things are heightened when it comes to creatures. So it's a third rank. It was a third rank blind.
So I get it.
What was your total again?
23.
23. That is a regular fail.
Oh my god. I was like, I probably didn't critical fail. Then I was like, wait a minute. I might have critical failed. This guy's really strong.
Oh my god. So the, all right, so, oh, wait, I'm sorry. What was your total?
23.
Oh.
Oh no.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that is. Yep.
I
sorry.
Bet that,
I,
Kelly!
I bet that's just
exactly,
scrolled down.
I bet that is exactly a critical fail. Kelly! I was like, 33 is so close. What do you want me to do? You want me to lie to him?
No, I wish you'd roll better. Use a hero point. Something.
Use them all.
Oh my gosh. Another turn. Wasted.
A spell.
Wasted. And a fifth level spell. Wasted. Kelly, wasted.
You have one more action, Kel.
No.
Would we get TPK'd?
I know.
Remember this moment, audience. Remember this moment.
This really, is just,
hero point?
This really is cosmic justice for shitting on you for the past 20 episodes.
What AP do we want to run after?
Yeah, this? God, this I really needed to hit that.
Oh my gosh.
Is that a three action or is that just two
action? It's
actions?
A two action. I'm just trying to see if I have anything useful in my
items. Yeah, like
in
a Force Barrage or something. Force Barrage, go!
No, I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to see if I have anything useful in my freaking inventory.
Getting smelling salts that'll give him a sight back?
So, I'm going to show him his eyes.
Smelling salts give sight. Yes, Jake.
I've seen smelling salts give people superhuman strength. So
pull out that Rod of Wonder, Kel. We need something. Yeah.
The Linarm's dead, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna pull out a potion.
All right,
you just have it. Just be holding it because I'm gonna need it.
Elkwood, it is your turn. Your good friend has failed again.
I know. His sight flickers for a moment, and it goes pure darkness again. And he is not doing well mentally. Some would say what was it in Delta Green? Darkest Dungeon. No, actually. Stress. His level is building. He's about to become abusive.
Madness.
Madness! It really does suck. So, at least he's hasted, so we can try. He is hunted prey on the bear below Grimshaw. So, he knows roughly where it is, but he still has to roll a 10. Or higher, I think. Or 11 or higher.
11 or higher, yeah.
Okay, so he's going to line up a shot. 11 or higher. Motherfucker, that was a 10. And so, does that mean I can't do it again?
You can.
Okay. But does that count as an attack?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
So it counts against your multiple attack penalty.
Yeah, so he's going to try it again. That was a 9. Motherfucker. Hey, you know, let's do it again.
Josh.
Oh, 11. Holy shit.
There it is.
I could hit.
Yeah.
All right, let me...
It's your full map, but that's easy for you, honestly.
Hey, it's fine. Doing good right here.
Just need that 20.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's a 30 to hit.
Still a hit, actually.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty solid roll. Yeah, that was an 18 on the die. So
oh my god.
I have a plus 12 at my map.
And this is going against Mama Bear?
Whatever this one was.
That is Brother Bear at the bottom.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And 30 points of damage.
Ooh. All right.
Oh my gosh.
And again, oh god, he has one more action. I don't know what else I could do besides just trying to swing for the fences. 11. So I would hit.
I would hit, yep. So then my map stays the same, so you're just the minus 10.
No, that's a miss. That's a 16 to hit.
All right.
Does a 16 hit Jake?
In fact, not. It does not.
Well, goddamn.
All right. Top of the round, round 5. It is Shigaki's turn.
Oh, no. I wasn't ready for the top of the round.
It is the top of the round. Shigaki sees you guys beating up on his bears, and he says,
"Stop bears.
I will defend my right and my minions." And you know there's the spells in Dark Souls and or like the Soulsborne games where you just put up an orb into the air.
Yeah.
So
I've
what
never
happens
played those
is
games.
So for the gamers out there, he puts this orb of darkness that floats to the center of the room and explodes in a 60-foot burst.
That's not good.
I need everybody to make reflex saves.
Oh, no.
I may be blind, but I can reflex.
Come on. Come on.
This is a tweener for me. I think this is still a fail. Got a 30. Well, is it area of effect?
It's an area of effect, yeah.
Okay, so my armor gives me a...
Do I take negatives for being blind?
I don't think so. When I looked at blind, it really just talked about, like, perception checks based on sight and stuff like that.
Okay. It does say you take a minus... Does it say DCs by sight? If your primary sense
maybe.
Is sight... I feel like it says something like that.
Blinded. All right, let's go to blinded. You can't see. All normal terrain is difficult to you. We knew that. You can't detect anything using vision. You automatically critically fail perception checks that require you to be able to see. And if your vision is your only precise scent, you take a minus 4 penalty to perception checks. You're immune to visual effects and blinded overrides dazzle. So it does not say anything about taking taking negative.
Come on, try and dazzle me.
Yeah. I'm already in a worse state.
Strobe lights!
All right, going to go left to right here. Benson, what'd you get?
I got a 35.
35.
Ooh, 18 on die.
That is a success.
Nice.
I'll give you success or not, and then I'll get to the damage. Next is Kezra.
30.
That is a fail.
Yeah.
Grimshaw.
I just barely missed it, I think. I got a 32.
That is a fail. And Elkwood.
35.
Success. So somehow, critical success for you.
I'm just thinking I hear Kezra get hurt because he's in front of me, and so I instinctively somehow dodge behind him.
Yeah, so
glad I could be of use.
Yep.
Like, oh crap, dodge!
I am going to roll a whole lot of damage.
What spell is this?
That is 61 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
I'll tell you, 43 of it is cold, and 18 of it is void.
You see that not all of that goes through to Grimshaw.
You see all of it go through on Kezra.
This spell is called Eclipse Burst.
Oh, that's cool sounding.
That's cool.
A globe of freezing darkness explodes in the area, dealing a bunch of cold and a bunch of void damage to all living creatures.
Living creatures.
Yep.
Oh, so it doesn't affect the bears. It
doesn't affect the bears.
Wow.
It's too smart.
Fun fact, if the globe overlaps with an area of magical light or affects a creature affected by magical light, Eclipse Burst attempts to counteract the light effect. So, irrelevant here, but if there was like an ever-burning torch, zip.
Wow.
Out. Which has to be horrifying, actually. You're like, yeah. I have this green flame torch that'll never go out.
It's gone.
I don't care, I cheated.
So
he just cast Game Shark.
So like I said, 61 total damage, so adjust that depending on if you succeeded or not. And then he will strike his hand to the ground to attack. Let's see. Benson, you just got a pretty good hit on him, on the bear.
Yep.
And he just doesn't like you, personally.
Wow. Well, that hurts.
So he's going to strike out with the hands of the hand. Like I said, it comes out from, like, the ceiling. And just, like, and a miss, actually. It was a terrible roll.
Talk to
Is it,
shield,
like, a
baby.
Stone hand?
Yeah, so, like, his a stone version of his hand comes down and tries to, like, strike you from somewhere.
I played Zelda, you can't get me with wall hands.
No, just look for the shadow. It's telegraphed. Alright. After that, it comes to Mama Bear. Mama Bear is going to continue attacking you, Benson. Let's see. Claw strike first to try to get a grab on you.
She can't bite, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Claw strike again. Wow, even with map? Is that true? Oh, sure is. 37 to hit.
That'll hit.
Wow.
Alright. That is going to be 21 points of slashing damage.
Liberating step!
So 13 off, so only 8 points.
Alrighty.
And did you say slashing damage?
I did.
So that's another 3 gets knocked off because of your armor.
Yep.
So, yeah.
5 points of damage. Embarrassing.
I'll need you to make a fortitude save, and then obviously her last action will be to use the grab, so.
Well, golly gee, I'm terrible at reflexes, sir. Or fortitude,
well,
sir.
I said fortitude. fortitudinous save.
I know, I'll correct myself, shut
up. Give me a good old 40.
Okay.
Give me a 40.
Edward 40 hands. Tim, 21 plus 14.
35. Yep. Success, so nothing there. And then, like I said, last action, grab you. With the claw.
Dang.
Oh.
I should have waited.
He's grabbed. What? And
you,
in
you know
striking range.
I do, but I forgot.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Tim, the same. Yeah, Jake, but I'm dumb.
I mean, at the same time, Benson's right there. He's going to swing, so...
All right. Sir Benson, it is your turn. You succeeded at Edward 40 hands just fine. So,
so I'm not currently grabbed.
Nope, you're grabbed.
Yeah.
Just you could easily get out. Like you guys have the athletics and fortitude to get out.
Yeah, but I. What kind of penalty do I get for swinging?
You don't get any penalty for swinging.
Nope. I feel like I just shouldn't swing for the fence then.
Yeah. If you're grabbed, I think you have to see it succeed at a DC 5.
No. That's if you use a manipulate action, but attacking does not have to manipulate. Right. Yeah.
Jesus. Tim, 21 plus
17.
38?
38,
that is a hit.
Whoa.
Sure, it's not a crit. 20 points of slashing damage.
All right.
And second roll. It's probably going to be a miss. Let's see. My map at this particular point in time. Yeah, it's only a 20.
Yep, that's a fail. One more action.
Does trying to break the grapple count as a...
It does.
Attack.
Yep.
Nah, that's stupid. all right.
These rules are dumb.
I hate them. let's see if I get a natural 20.
Yeah, you might.
I did not. Don't worry about it.
All right. All right. After Benson, it comes to Brother Bear. Brother Bear going again for Grimshaw.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm trying to mix it up with the whole thing. But it's just a good combo that I got.
Whopper
the
combo.
One action to grab is nice. Now that they do that, that was a bad roll. All right, bites. Yeah, bite again. Yeah, miss.
Yay!
I haven't had Grimshaw for like 10 days.
Well, don't worry, because Jigaki is doing work on me. I'm a bee-doo, bee-doo, bee-doo.
It's your turn, by the way.
Okay.
You can take care of your bee-doos right now.
I can, yes. It's, you know, I always find just like a little selfish of me to bee-doo myself, but ready, pass.
You're at the front line. Just fucking do it.
Yeah, all right.
No,
all
I,
right.
I like the verb, though. Yeah, bee-doo myself.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to bee-doo myself for 36 points of healing.
All right.
Damn.
Pretty sick. And then I got two actions left, so I'm going to use one of those actions to strike out with the Morning Star of Milana.
All right.
And I'm going to strike out against Mama Bear. Got to kick the pressure on Mama Bear, because we need to free Benson. By hook, by crook, or by Morning Star. My barely hit with a 31.
31 against Mama Bear?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Oh, thank you. That was a 10 on the die. Alright. Okay. 15 points of bludgeoning.
Alright.
And it dies. Woo, yay, it's dead.
It did not.
Alright, raise shield. That's my turn.
Alright. Sister Bear cries because she hasn't been able to do anything. This
is it. Time for Kezra to fail another dispel. I mean, is it time for Kezra to?
I mean, it might as well at this point. Kezra should just be like, "Well, this ain't working. I'm just going to attack."
Kezra chugs the elixir of life that he has and gets some hit points back.
It's probably a good idea after taking 61.
Okay, I rolled a six, and a one.
That's good. That's fine.
It's not the worst.
It's almost Satan's number.
That's 17.
It's almost evil, but it's just a regular number.
It was almost evil.
It was almost peak TTRPG.
And he will spend his last third rank spell on dispel magic.
Oh my god!
All right.
Oh my gosh!
I have to heal you.
You have to roll well, though, because it's third rank.
I was going to say, I already told you it's third rank, so you know what you have to do now. Wait, you know what you have to meet, at least.
Does he have to beat it, I guess?
He has to beat it.
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm pretty sure he has to beat it. I have to, yeah, well, let's see. Forget.
It's the same level as you.
I was going to say, it's a third rank, so, you have to succeed, yeah.
Yeah, you kind of, it's lower level, yeah, so it's the same level.
Yeah.
All right.
It's okay, Kelly. Somebody believes in you.
Thanks, John. All right. That will be 35.
There you go.
Success.
That's it.
Whoa! No way!
That's it. Chug this potion. Glug, glug,
glug. Work! Damn it!
Goes down and wipes the white out of your eyes.
Oh, my God. He can see again.
Holy shit.
He can fight.
Man, that one person listening that believed in Kelly.
That one person raised their hand to the sky and said, give Kelly
it's
the power.
It's probably these cat dice that Tim gave me that's been sabotaging me the past two episodes.
You accepted my dice terrible, from Tim? Terrible luck all over them.
So this is why Tim's I never change dice. My green dragon Celtic-y dice are the only dice that ever consistently work for me. Everything else is garbage. Jed gave me a GCP dice like 3 years ago, and I've used it like 3 times. And
yeah,
I throw it in jail every time I've used it. It's awful.
Yeah, you're not allowed to use that dice in this podcast.
It's the worst dice ever. It's a Joe Green dice that Jed gave me.
I don't know why you do that. Anybody who listens to GCP know that those are just a curse.
Yeah, you don't buy the Joe dice.
You don't buy the Joe dice.
Anyway. That was your turn.
Yeah, the reactions.
Okay. Elkwood, you have been given sight by Kezra.
Wow. My god, he's like Jesus.
Hey, spit on the ground, rub their dirt in it.
Kezra can heal the blind.
Brock just, he took all the dice in his hands and he rubbed all the Timmy away, that's what he told me.
Aww.
Thanks, Brock.
But, yeah, so now, like, he was kind of, like, freaking out, but now that he can see again, he turns, finally can see this damn bear that he's been somehow hitting every so often, and takes a two-action hunter's aim to launch a shot at this thing. That is a 33 to hit.
To hit.
Okay, I'll take it. I was like,
that was a low roll.
11 on the die.
I mean, oh, yeah.
It is, but it is. Actually, yeah. It'd be a 35, not a 33. Doesn't matter.
Yes, it's still regular success.
Okay. 25 points of damage.
All right.
And two more actions. He's going to take a elven step back.
Okay.
To do back further.
Okay. So he gets kind of a clear you're like shot. 10 feet. You're like 10 feet back in the hallway now.
Yeah. And what he will do is take his last shot with map. I mean, that's a 32 to hit, though.
Still a hit, yeah.
But without Hunter's Edge, so that takes away 2d8 out of that. Doesn't matter. Wait, how the fuck did I roll that? Well, it's still 2d8, got it. So it was a 6, an 8, a 6, and a 3.
Whoa.
So that was 27 points of damage.
Huh. All right.
I don't know how to help. I'm like looking at my previous.
How did I do that?
Well, yeah, because it's taken away 2d8 out of that, but I rolled pretty much almost max on the d8s and 1d6s. So, and plus I get, you know, proficiencies and stuff. So it's 27 points of damage.
Yeah.
On this one.
All right. Still alive, but you guys have chunked these things pretty well. Jigaki's turn. Jigaki is going to use the staff, and he's going to wave it around, and he's going to streak it across the ground. You know, like people with like swords will like streak it, and like the sparks come up. Except this, grim tendrils come up.
No,
that's bad for us. No. Very bad.
So it's going to be hitting the two bears, and then. Oh, I can hit all three of you except for Ulfric.
It's probably
really.
Void damage. Probably doesn't hurt the bears.
If it's
but we'll get to that. I need you guys. Oh, show me. It's 42 saves.
Did you say it again?
Fortitude.
Everybody but Elfwood.
Okay. Fortitude.
Yep. I know you guys are good at fortitude, so
we're always good at fortitude.
Come on.
See if the Tim is rubbed off.
Nope.
Tim's still there.
Feeling a hero point there, buddy?
You might want to do that here, buddy.
Yeah, you might want to.
Alright, yeah, I think the cat dice. Put him back in the bag.
So I just want Kelly to go, I'm getting rid of the cat dice.
I can't do it anymore. I can't roll another 5 or less.
All right, going down the line here, in order of the effect, Grimshaw.
Grimshaw is going, as he's being like about to be hit by these grim tendrils, he sees like the same energies, you know, the void that takes away life is in a sense like inextricably linked to like, you know, the energies of the universe of life and rebirth and death and etc. And as you know, the Cronoworm is, you know, very intimately acquainted with that whole process because it helps regulate the flow of time.
Mm-hmm.
So as this is about to hit him, there is a moment where Grimshaw thinks back to his first experience with the Cronoworm, and he feels like he is on the cusp of perhaps understanding the nature of the void a little more, and he's going to use a hero point and see if he can understand what the Cronoworm was trying to teach him.
That looks like it's better.
Was that a good one?
He 100%
has a more intimate understanding of the void. And, like, there is a moment where, like, it's frozen in time, and he, like, sees the little blue light. He sees the worm circling.
Mm-hmm.
And Grimshaw goes, "Yes, I see now." And he rolls a nat 20!
Well, there it is.
That's actually pretty... I mean, that's
best use of a hero point ever.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as this, the history of this show goes, yeah.
Oh, my god.
What does this ability do for you?
I just used a hero point.
You just used a hero point.
He was just being good at describing it.
I was just telling a story.
He was flavoring it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So you critically succeed, so nothing for you. Creatures unaffected. Benson, what'd you get?
All right. I got a 32.
That is a fail.
Oh.
That is surprising for you, being a champion. All right, so you'll be taking full and Kezra.
Fail.
All right. That name is going to give me a number, huh?
I know it's not a critical fail.
Okay,
all right. It was 20. All
right. Yeah. So this is... that is going to be 25 points of void damage.
Yeah, 50 points of void damage would not have been great for Grimshaw.
I think so. So these things have... let me make sure I'm reading this right. Because the bears being undead, they have something called... Where is it?
Like void resistance or something.
No, this is void healing.
Oh!
Creature void healing draws health from void energy rather than vitality. It is damaged by vitality damage and is not healed by vitality healing effects. It does not take void damage, and it is healed by void effects that heal undead.
Oh, that heal undead. It has to have the healing trait. Not...
Heal undead.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's things that have healing trait and void, and there's things that have healing trait and vitality.
Okay,
yep, gotcha. Jake.
All right. Well, the bears are entirely unaffected, so you're like, oh, darn it. Anyway, Jigaki's gonna touch his hand to the ground and attack Benson again.
Yeah, they would get healed by, like, the harm spell. What a freaking jerk. Because I believe harm has healing.
Yeah, this Zekomers is a huge jerk, guys.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought that?
Just
so,
really ruining my day.
He is going to strike it with the hand. Hand touches the ground, comes down and hits you for a 37.
That'll hit.
All right. It's 22 points of damage. Void and bludgeoning, so I think that gets past everything.
Mm-hmm.
And make me a fortitude save, because I forgot last time. Mm. Probably succeed, but you never know.
Well, I thought I succeeded the last one, so...
Well.
Keep Xing out of my fucking character sheet.
We'll learn one day.
No, I won't.
If he hasn't learned 19, yet.
Literally 19 plus 21, so
40. Okay.
You succeed, you're fine then. And then, as a last little free action, you see him reach to the sky. Actually, no, he's touching the stone. But he reaches out, and you see him draw power from seemingly nothing. Just
it's a reaction.
Yes,
a jerk.
Whoa.
It looks as though he has regained some power somehow.
He has an invincible familiar.
All right. After his turn, Mama Bear. Mama Bear is going to go after Benson. She can't do jaws. That's what I was hoping that the Grim Tendrils would do. That's okay. Claw coming out at you. Miss. Claw again. Claw third time. Miss. Benson, it is your turn.
Yay! Guess what, Benson? You're free from the grab because he didn't spend an action to maintain the grab.
Oh, yes.
Nice.
Woohoo!
I'm instantly healing myself. I love Tim is so happy with himself right now.
I don't know if these bears would like know to do that because like they just keep going at
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Okay, healing myself. Can I use the healer's gloves and lay on hands in the same turn?
Yeah, why not?
Yep, I'm doing that.
Yeah, do it.
Last one. I'm going to attack Mama Bear in front of me. Fuck. That's a natural 26. My die's big for some reason. I don't get it.
Natural 26, Jake. Come on.
I haven't heard one of those.
That's 6 times crit, right?
I think it was an episode of Gravity Falls where they had like a D31.
Oh like, yeah, it was like a weird. Oh,
right, do you remember that?
It's, yeah, it's a weird die number on that.
It's like a D31 or so. It was funny. All right, so and then that was all your actions.
That's all my actions.
Brother Bear, come here, Grimshaw.
Wait, why are you talking?
You're looking tasty. Oh, dang it. All right.
Everything that's happening right now, you talking, do the anything. Bear's talking is the strangest thing.
If I could roll above a 10, hey, also, that'd be really cool.
Skeletal giant, necromancer man, shut up, the bear's talking.
So I gotta hear what the bear's to say.
I mean, that's what the necromancer's like, wait a second, they shouldn't talk.
The bear has the talking bone, okay? Give it respect.
You see the talking conch around the bear's neck, and you realize it was his turn to talk the whole time, so.
He has the conch.
Grimshaw, it's your turn.
Oh, wow, I didn't think this happened so quickly. You know, survive. Well,
when all my bears miss.
Right? That helps. So, I'm going to raise my shield as my first action. Once again, super paranoid. Grimshaw's not messing with that. Second action is going to strike out the mourner against old Mama Bear. Try to... I don't know, though. Actually, the bear to the south, it's look... Brother Bear's been giving me some grief, and old Elkwood's been giving it some grief. So maybe if I add a little grim to the grief, maybe we can take it out. Not with a roll like that. That's a 92. So that's a miss. But I'm gonna try again because I have faith.
He's got the feeling.
And Milani.
I got a feeling.
Even though she doesn't have faith in you.
Wow. I don't know about that. I don't know about that because that is a 30 to hit.
That's a hit.
Oh, that was
all right. All right, let's take out old Brother Bam. It's going to happen. It's going to happen, Jake. You can't tell me otherwise.
Please kill it.
Well, I could if the numbers don't add up.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
Oh, that's a really good one.
Okay.
That's max damage. So if I can't get it with max damage, I couldn't have gotten it. That is 22 points of damage.
Okay.
I guess I couldn't have gotten it.
Nope.
God damn it, Jake.
The silence spoke volumes.
Look at a smug smile on his face.
Man, max damage. I literally could not have done better except for a crit. Wow.
Yep.
All right, that's my turn. That's my turn.
To be fair, if it was crit card, it could have been triple damage, and then you could have did it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sister
Bear, she continues weeping. Maybe console her. Maybe have a heart. Kezzer.
All right, I got questions for the party. It's been a long time since we've gone through repetitive combats like this.
Okay.
Have I used either Restorative Familiar or my Orc Ferocity in the past two big fights? I feel like I used at least one of them.
I think you used the Restorative Familiar.
That's what I thought. Because I remember you were awake while you did it, but I remember at one point you went down and you said that you couldn't use it anyway, even if you had it available.
You could have used Orc Ferocity, because you used...
Or Superstition?
Yes.
Superstition.
So you have Ferocity.
Yeah, I have Ferocity.
But you don't. But you think he's used Restorative Familiar that gives him HP?
I've used Restorative Familiar. I can't do that again.
Yeah.
Okay. But I have.
Is Ferocity also once a day?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Half orcs or Dromar only get it once a day.
Mm. Are there others that get more orc ferocity?
You might be able to get, like, better stuff later.
So that'd be badass. Dude never goes down.
Yeah, I think full blood orcs, like, they get orc frosty, I think.
It's just a reaction,
like,
for them.
Once an hour or something. Yeah, it's a reaction.
I'm like, you know, Jed
has a character.
It makes
you go
already,
down from your wounded still, so it's like, it's got its drawbacks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, I haven't used orc frosty, but I have used restorative familiar. Okay. My turn, right?
Yep.
All right, question. Do I recognize what he did with this reaction?
Do you have recognized spell or anything like that? No, it's not necessarily a spell, but I'm willing to, like, use something like that, because otherwise it's an action.
Yeah,
recognize spell as a reaction if you have the feat, right?
I
don't think you do, but I was gonna say it wasn't even a spell necessarily. I'm just saying you could use that if you had it.
All right,
but anyway,
I was hoping to get around the knowledge check. Because I do know what he did. I am going to cast Dragon Breath on Jigaki. Since he's in the air, I assume I can angle it above my friend's heads.
Well, the ceiling's not that high, remember, so I
he's still higher. Like, from my vantage point, he's still...
And he's big.
He's high up. I mean, if his head's touching the ceiling, I feel like this is a good triangle.
You know what? Fine. That's
he
true.
Went to higher up.
It's a reflex save.
Okay. Okay. 32.
All right, regular success.
Okay.
Let's see how I rolled.
I'm like, don't worry, Jake. It's only going to be like 12 damage.
Pretty mid roll. So 39, so you take 19.
Okay.
12 damage. Yeah.
Yeah, Tim. 12 damage. I heard Tim say 12. I'm
going to
go with that.
I already wrote it down.
Kestra is in pretty rough shape, so he is going to move away.
All right.
I move around the corner from Jigaki.
Oh, man, I could have heat shield with one of my actions.
Yeah, well, you don't go before Jigaki.
That's true.
Stay in the line of fire, guys.
I'll come back. or something, I don't know, but yeah.
Elkwood.
Okay, so he sees that these two bears, I mean, they're not doing good right now.
They must be both so close to dying again.
Yeah, then I'll hit him. But, okay, so the one on the bottom.
Yes, the brother bear.
Oh, it actually doesn't matter, because if I kill it, then I can switch my hunt prey and get the bonus again. Yep. So it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to shoot with just a regular shot. Brother bear, that is a 35 to hit.
It's a hit.
Damage, let's go. 25 points of damage.
Still up.
Oh my
god.
Oh, he's on shoot again then. Plus 17 to hit. That is a fucking miss. That's a 19. That was two on a die. Then he's just going to shoot again. Because. Fuck. No, that's a 26.
It's a miss.
Tim, we're going to talk to the damage in our group, because I feel like us as tanks, we're fulfilling our role.
I agree.
Fairly failed by the sport.
We've carried your asses through the last two giant fights, you bastard.
If I remember, I think they spent three turns just touching each other. I don't know what that was about.
Actually, John literally soloed the last boss, so.
Yeah,
he has all the time. Yeah. Tim doesn't.
Cut off
don't,
the
look
dude's
at, don't look
fingers.
At Grimshaw, he's not helping.
Wow. Actually, you know what? I will gladly trade places with Kezra so he can get swiped by all these bears. Yeah, let's do that. That's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay, one last because I'm hasted.
You're still hasted.
I'm just going to shoot again. Does a 29 hit?
It does.
Okay, that was a 17 on the die with a plus 12.
Oh my gosh.
So, let's go. Hunter's Edge is off, though. That's still 22 points of damage.
Brother Bear has died.
Oh my god, finally.
dead. You brought it down to 3 hit points.
Oh my gosh.
On that last one, I was like, I forget you were hasted, and I was like, I can't believe that thing's still alive.
No, yeah, that hasted, I mean, I'm just on a shoot, pretty much. I mean, like, at least their AC isn't like 35 or something.
Right.
No. They're slow and big and, yeah,
big easy and dumb.
Yeah.
But now it's Jigaki's turn.
It is Jigaki's turn. Jigaki really liked doing that one spell. So he's going to do it again.
The orb?
The orb. He's going to ponder the orb and throw it into the center of the room. So let me make sure. So he's going to cast it again. Let me place a 60-foot burst. I believe that'll just cover god dang everybody.
Yeah. Well,
where's that? Yep.
Wow.
Yep, that's a 60-foot burst, all right. Jesus Christ. Okay. Yeah, everybody make a reflex save.
I'm turning my hero point.
This is a very important save. No.
That was a natural one.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. So there goes my hero point.
No. Oh, no.
Okay, I'll live with that one.
Going left or right? Benson.
33.
Fail.
I was a natural 18 on the dice, you piece of shit.
okay, hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
It is a reflex save, right?
Yes.
What's your bonus, Benson?
15.
15, okay, that's a base. But you get a +3 because of your armor.
Okay.
So it should be 18.
So, what, 36?
Success.
Sweet.
All right, you're less of a piece of shit, Jake.
Good job, Tim.
Also, it's not me, it's Jigaki, so I don't know why you guys are mad at me. Grimshaw.
Bad dice rolls can't help this. 28.
That is a fail. Oakwood.
Turned in hero points. Rolled natural 1 to a 35 now. So.
Success, so critical success.
Nice.
And Kezra.
29.
Fail.
Brother.
I'm going to roll the damage. That is 54 points of damage.
Jesus Christ.
41 of it is cold.
Alright.
It's cold-blooded.
Kezra gets blasted, and Elk looks over at him, and he cannot believe that he is still standing up.
I think something just activated.
He will use his...
Kezra, no!
wow, that's a two-action spell. I like that two-action spell. It's a good one.
What is it? You said, what was it called again?
Eclipse Burst.
Is that a...
it's a good-ass spell.
Is it changed name from something else?
Oh, it might have.
Its original name was Stupid Bullshit Spell.
Yeah, I thought so.
Crazy. Yeah, the remaster was good. Remaster was good. Was good for that spell, I think. Last action is going to hit Benson with the hand.
He's going to try.
He's going to try. 33 to hit.
I actually think that might fail. 32. Yeah, with my shield raises plus 2 for the shield. So my AC is 34.
There it is.
Wow.
I have an AC of 34. That's stupid.
it's incredible.
Okay. Mama Bear is going to do her thing on you, Benson.
You missed 3 times in a row?
3 times. Oh, 35 to hit.
Oh, you got me. Robber.
Take that. 20 points of slashing damage.
Ouch.
Liberate that damage.
Yay.
So only... And it, that was slashing, too, right?
Yes, it was.
So 20 points, 13, another 3 off, so 4 points of damage.
Yay. Yep.
Next action to... Oh, please make me a fortitude save.
It's okay, I got successful fortitude saves in my back pocket like one. Yeah, 16 on the die. That's success for crit success. Right.
So next action to... grab you. I need to make the athletics check. I need to remember that. Oh, it's really a fail, actually, for 26.
Yeah,
it's
going to fail.
It's definitely that.
Oh, so it doesn't give you the grab.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying, is that I need to remember to roll the athletics.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yep. Last action is going to be a strike with the claw and a miss. Benson, you fend off all these attacks and you're withstanding all of this, and you look to your team and you see Kezra wobbling on his feet, his eyes glazed over. It looks like he's ready to drop. Mm-hmm. And I will see you guys next week.
This is such a fucking hard fight, man.
Slobber knocker.
Oh my gosh.
It's not going great.
Well, hello there, dear listeners. Maybe you haven't heard, but we have a little collaboration with Misty Mountain Gaming. You see, if you enter code DRAGONPUNCHSQUAD at checkout, you can get 10% off your order. And maybe you haven't heard of Misty Mountain Gaming. Well, let me tell you about them. They have everything from apparel to dice bags, dice trays, dice vaults. They even have leather bags, handcrafted leather bags. They really have the complete slew of TTRPG supplies you could want. But you know me, I'm a dice goblin, so let's get down to the dice. So I have this really cool thing called a dice scroll, and you have to collect little stickers that kind of match up to maybe what you're looking for, like a certain theme or something. And one of the dice sets that's been very elusive to me is the Liquid Core dice. Now, there are many creators, handcraft creators online, who do great Liquid Core sites. But Misty Mountain Gaming has fabulous Liquid Core core sets as well. The one in particular that sparks my fancy is a Dark Treasure Liquid Core. It's 50 millimeters. I don't know if you know, but that's approaching mega chunk size of dice. We're talking 50 millimeters of liquid core goodness, and inside is glittery gold. So head on over to Misty Mountain Gaming and check them out. And at checkout, use code DRAGONPUNCHSQUAD for 10% off. It's mistymountaingaming.com. And we'll see you guys in the next episode.